College basketball is losing one of its best and most outspoken head coaches. John Thompson announced today that he's leaving his coaching position at Georgetown University midway through his 27th season. He says he's quitting for personal reasons. Although Thompson was known for his winning teams, he also boasted one of the highest graduation rates in college basketball. NPR's Tom Goldman reports.
57-year-old John Thompson says there should be no mystery about his decision. He's not sick. He's not tired of basketball. Certainly, he says he's not running away from a team that hasn't won any of its Big East Conference games this season. Thompson simply doesn't have time.
Basketball is a 24-hour job, 7-day-a-week job. And I do not have the ability at this time to address the things in my personal life and do my job at the level of excellence which I feel it should be done. It's just that simple.
After the morning news conference where he made his announcement, Thompson admitted he is, quote, going through a problem with marriage right now. I owe it to my family to address that, end quote. Thompson filed for divorce in 1997. Thompson's mid-season resignation surprised his players and colleagues. Georgetown president Father Leo O'Donovan was forced to prepare a hasty and emotional goodbye speech.
Thank you, Coach Thompson, for your leadership, your vision, your commitment, your integrity. You've said that some people try to make the world a better place for our children with basketball. The world is a better place thanks to John Thompson.
Considered the first successful black head coach in college basketball, Thompson led Georgetown to the national championship in 1984. He was 10th among active coaches in victories, one of only five coaches to take his team to at least 20 NCAA tournaments, and turned out NBA stars Patrick Ewing, Alonzo Mourning, and Allen Iverson. In recent years, however, Thompson's Georgetown teams have not had much success. For this reason, Morning Edition commentator John Feinstein doesn't think Thompson's departure will affect college basketball as much as the retirement of the head coach at North Carolina.
The change will not be nearly as dramatic as when Dean Smith left coaching a little more than a year ago, because Dean Smith left on top.
Feinstein, a sports writer who's covered John Thompson for over 20 years, says the real impact will be felt beyond the basketball court, where Thompson was a forceful and controversial figure.
He's an icon. He is an icon in the African American community. He is an icon in basketball. He has his critics. I've certainly been one of them, because he's been so secretive through the years. Because with all this talk about his great graduation rate, he had one of the highest transfer figures year in and year out. Players leaving the program in less than 4 years, and Georgetown chooses only to count those who stay for 4 years when it talks about his graduation rate. But he's also been a very respected figure, as he should be.
Thompson will keep working at Georgetown, although his duties haven't been specified. He stressed today that he's not retiring, leaving open the possibility that he could return to coaching. His longtime assistant, Craig Escherich, will take over as head coach and make his debut this weekend against Providence. Tom Goldman, NPR News, Washington.